Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Total Screamers podcast. My name is Jed. Today I'm joined by Billy. Say hello, mate.
Hello, how are you doing, mate? How was your trip to the lamb?
Oh, it was the best weekend ever. I was just saying to Billy before we come on, €19 for a ticket at the San Siro on Sunday. Had an absolutely amazing weekend, and it was great. And I'm still buzzing from it. But we're not here to talk about my weekend, Billy. as much as I'd love to go and rant about how good the San Siro was, we're not here to talk about that. We are here to talk about the football that is happening.
I mean, football was also happening on Sunday when you was at San Siro, but I know what you mean.
It was, yeah. But yeah, we don't have any listeners in Milan. I tried. Yeah. Nobody was interested in what I had to say. None of them understood me. So it's like, what? Total what? No, I'm not having it. So we're here to talk about tonight's upcoming fixture as we speak is Frankfurt v Rangers, the Europa League final.
Yeah.
Straight off the bat, mate, prediction. How do you think it's going to go?
Oof, straight off the bat. I'm looking forward to it, you know. It's going to be a good game. I think atmosphere from both sides will be electric. I would love to be in that stadium as a neutral. I think it's just going to be so, so loud. I mean, you saw the Frankfurt fans when they came to the Nou Camp. It's going to be very similar. Obviously, not going to flood the Rangers half. But it's going to be, the atmosphere is going to be electric anyway, isn't it? As for the football on the pitch, a prediction, I think I'm going to go with Rangers, you know. I think they're going to do it. I'm going to back the squad that Stevie G has put together.
I thought you might say something along those lines, to be fair. I need Stevie G to be mentioned before too long. Okay. Any reason for your prediction?
Yeah. But you just need to look at the teams that they've already knocked out. You know, people thought as soon as they faced Dortmund in the round of 16, that's them done. They beat them. They then faced Braga. It was a tough game, probably not as tough as Dortmund. They got through.
Mm.
And then you play RB Leipzig in the semi-final, and it's like, oh, it's all right, they'll go out now. And they haven't. So
they've
beaten two German teams that are better than Frankfurt if you look at the Bundesliga standings.
Mm.
So, I mean, I've got to say that they're going to beat Frankfurt as well. Saying that, Frankfurt have also beaten West Ham and Barcelona. It's there to... Both teams could take this one, isn't it? I think it's a bit of a 50-50, to be honest. It could go either way.
It really is difficult to call. I am struggling, to be honest. I want Rangers to win it. I like to see the British sides do well. Mm. But I do think that Frankfurt are very strong. And it's certainly not going to be a walk in the park for either side. My prediction is, very specifically, 1-1 after 90 minutes. And it finishes 2-1. But I'm not sure who to.
Ali McCoy's winner.
McCoy's at the back post. What's he doing out of the commentary box? Yeah, I could see it happening, to be fair. I think that it finishes 2-1 in extra time, but I really can't call who to, because it could literally go either way. They're very well balanced sides. And like you say, they're both beaten sides who they may not have been expected to beat. I don't think, I certainly didn't expect Frankfurt to beat Barcelona, especially in the way they did. Rangers weren't expected to get past Dortmund. Anything that they've done since then is kind of a bonus for them. And especially beating Leipzig, who are regularly in the Champions League every season. That's a really good achievement for them. It's a great achievement just to get to the final. And you can 100% argue the case for them going on and winning the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's
a strange one, isn't it? Because both of these teams, you could argue, are underdogs. And in against any other team, they probably would be. But against each other, it's on a fence, isn't it? And it could literally go either way, very much like yourself.
Yeah, I could. I will give my opinion after 90 minutes. And who I think is going to win. No, I think I do think we're in for a really entertaining game. I think it's got the potential to be like full of goals, full of drama. I think we're more likely, I don't know, I think it's going to be a bit cagey in the first 20 minutes, half an hour. So I'm not expecting many goals early on. But I think second half, it'll open up. Both teams will find their groove. But I do think they'll cancel each other out over the 90 minutes, which is why I'm predicting extra time. But
yeah,
it does go to extra time, doesn't it? Not straight to penalties.
I believe so. It should do.
Yeah, yeah. Whoever wins it.
Definitive answer, mind, because I'm not 100% sure. But yeah, I think it does.
whoever wins it, I think, deserves it, is all I'll say. Because they've come through against some good teams. And, you know, fair play to them. Is it Steven Gerrard's trophy? The question I want to ask you. Or is it Van Bronckhorst's trophy?
I think it's got to be Van Bronckhorst's trophy, for sure, 100%. The one thing that I would say as a Villa fan looking at it is that's still very much Steven Gerrard's team. That's the squad that Steven Gerrard put together. And looking at that as a Villa fan, it's very reassuring to know and to see the potential of a Steven Gerrard squad getting so far in European competition. I think with serious investment at Villa, I think we could hopefully do the same thing or a similar thing anyway, maybe not get to the final, but certainly start competing in Europe a lot more often.
So,
from a Villa perspective, it's very reassuring to see. And yeah, I wish them all the best.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best take on it. It's reassuring for Villa fans that Steven Gerrard has been able to build a side like that, and then Van Bronckhorst has kind of taken them over the line to get them to the final. I'm looking at the Rangers squad at the minute, and those players in there, I don't think any of them really walk into that Villa team, which speaks volumes really about the difference in quality, but again, the potential that Gerrard brings. So positive times ahead for you guys. I did think, absolutely, though, I thought that there might be a few Villa fans if Rangers go ahead and win this, saying, "Oh yeah, that's Steven Gerrard's trophy." But
no, I think that'd be really unfair, to be honest with you. And I'm sure that there'll be people out there saying that kind of thing. But no, it's at the end of the day, Van Bronckhorst has taken this side over the line, and it's his team now. It's his team. Maybe if Gerrard would have taken them to the semi-final and he just had to play the final, they could argue that, yeah, it's Steven Gerrard's team. But Van Bronckhorst has taken them all the way, pretty much. So
yeah,
I think it'd be really unfair to say that it's Gerrard's trophy.
Fair enough. Well, Villa fans, you have been warned. Let's see how it plays out. I'm really looking forward to watching the game because I think it's going to be fantastic. It's a European final. They're always good spectacles, aren't they?
They never disappoint.
Even the Conference League final is going to be a good watch with old Jose next week. We're going
to
move on,
to be honest.
Exactly. But we're going to move on now anyway to Premier League football tomorrow. We're just going to have a quick look ahead to that. Villa playing Burnley. We'll start with them.
Can do, yeah. It's a massively important game.
It's an important game at both ends of the table, isn't it? Because you've got Villa who can play a part in the title race.
That's great.
Obviously, everyone's waiting to see whether they rest players ahead of Man City or whether they put a strong side out and then potentially weaken themselves on the final day. And then you've obviously got Burnley who are scrapping for points at the bottom, and a win for Burnley takes them out of the bottom three. So it's massive implications on this one.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Yeah, it's massive. I think from a Villa perspective, we just need to get as many points on the board as physically possible. And we shouldn't really care about what's happening at the top or at the bottom.
That's the correct answer.
So we need to make sure that we get 3 points against Burnley. I think that takes us up to 11th going into the last day of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, against Man City, it's not going to be easy, is it? Let's be honest. And stands a very good chance that we will get absolutely battered. However, you need to beat the teams around you. And while Burnley aren't necessarily around us, they're below us. So we need to get as many points as possible from the teams around us and below us. And just finish as high up the table as possible. And if we get something against Man City, fantastic. It's then into Liverpool's hands for the title. But it's so thrilling to have an effect at both ends of the table.
And not be
Villa
involved.
Could just completely relax.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It must be a nice feat. I know, like, in some ways it's a dead rubber for Villa because you've got nothing to play for really except league position. But at the same time, it must be a nice feeling to just not be involved at the wrong end of the table.
Very much so.
I think for this one, I'm expecting Burnley to sort of come out all guns blazing.
And, I think they've got
and give Villa a bit of a game because they have to. Yeah, their time is running out. They can climb above Everton with a win, although Everton do also have a game tomorrow night against Palace, but that's a tricky game for any side. So it's all to play for, really. I do think that Burnley will come out and give Villa a proper game. And I think that it's not going to be a straightforward victory for Villa if they do win. I think whatever happens, it's still tight on the last day because Leeds are still down there. But it could just put Burnley in a much more secure position. I think this could potentially be bigger than the last day for them.
I think it has to be. This is almost the do or die game for Burnley, I think, because they have to get a result. They have to, whichever team it is, if you're going into the last day of the season outside of the relegation zone,
you have the advantage.
I don't want to sound like Michael Owen or anything, but yeah, you've got the advantage. You're one step.
whoever's above the relegation zone won't go down.
Exactly. So that's why it's so important for Burnley, isn't
what
it?
What an absolute pearl of wisdom that is. I love the idea of someone sitting at home going, fucking hell, they're right.
Yeah, I could just imagine the gif. Thank you, Captain Obvious. But yeah, getting back to Burnley. I obviously hope it goes the same way it did at Turf Moor a couple of weeks ago. But they're going to come out all guns blazing. And we've got Ezra Konsa out for 16 weeks, which isn't good. Emi Martinez is a doubt. He's got a small injury. So there's two big players there.
Congratulations on your title win, Manchester City. I'm going to roll over and lose 8-0.
you're forgetting that a Callum Chambers masterclass is happening on the last day of the season to stop Gabriel Jesus, Kevin De Bruyne, Raheem Sterling, Riyad Mahrez and Phil Foden.
All of them.
Yeah, just reeling off their names makes me fucking terrified.
I'm going to be absolutely glued to the telly on the last day of the season. Like, I can't wait. I think it's going to be drama. It's going to be one of them where, you know, when you watch Match of the Day and they have to keep changing between the games because something happens here and then something happens there.
Match of the Day on the last day is going to be incredible. Relegation, European.
Yeah.
The title. Oh, man.
It'll be amazing. There's been a goal here. There's been a goal there. It's going to be non-stop action. I can't wait.
Is there any game on Sunday that doesn't have an implication at all? So I'm just going down. Arsenal, Everton, Brentford, Leeds, West Ham, Brighton, European places, Burnley, Newcastle, Chelsea, Watford's one, Palace United's another one, arguably.
Chelsea, Watford may not have an implication. It depends on how Chelsea do tomorrow. So Chelsea play...
I mean, they're guaranteed fourth now, aren't they? It's just whether they finish third.
Yeah, but that impacts whether they have to qualify or not, I think, doesn't it? Or whether they have to play a qualifier.
Ah, yes, so
Chelsea have got Leicester on tomorrow night. So it the impact of the final day depends on tomorrow, I think. But then,
United Palace. United could still get Conference League. Leicester Southampton, that's a bit of a dead rubber.
Ah, that's the one. That's the dead rubber. Leicester Southampton.
And then it's Liverpool Wolves, Villa Man City, Spurs Norwich. So there's only two games, really.
Yeah,
complete dead rubbers. That's mad, isn't it?
West Ham can still finish above United and vice versa. United are above them now. So that's affecting the Conference League and the Europa League.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's the race for the top four. It's in Tottenham's hands now after the weekend. And the derby. Obviously, Watford and Norwich already gone. Burnley, Leeds and Everton, the only teams that can go down. I thought a couple of weeks ago that it was going to be Everton. Everton have climbed out of it really well. I now think it's going to be Leeds that go because Leeds haven't looked very inspired at all in the last few weeks.
Yeah, they haven't. And of course, the red cards to important players like Luke Hayden and Dan James haven't helped. However, it's just whether Burnley can get points against Villa and Newcastle. That's the question, really.
Mm. Points against Newcastle is probably more difficult at this stage, I'd say.
Yeah, I'd agree. Excellent. But Newcastle are away as well, so that
very true.
The Burnley atmosphere, while it's not exactly known for the atmospheric nights of. Down there, up there in Burnley, sorry. I mean,
what are you talking about?
It happened on the last day.
What are you talking about?
You've not got the Geordies, have you?
The famous Turf Moor Tifos that happened in the stand.
they're not renowned for it, are they? Let's be honest. They're not turning up on a Wednesday night, are they?
No, I mean,
half the ground's empty, bless them.
The last midweek game they had, somebody spilled their Bovril. Which is an absolute disaster.
Random back to the day.
that was, and it earned a from somebody next to them. That's about near as much excitement as they get up there in Burnley, especially now that Sean Dyche is gone. But you never know; that could be an intimidating place to go for a team on the last day of the season, where you know when it's all still to play for and there's survival at stake. There's interesting little stories all across the league. Our podcast next week is going to be great. We're going to have to do like 2 hours worth, I think, to cover everything.
I'll bring it on. It's going to be fantastic.
Really looking forward to that. And tomorrow night as well is Everton Palace, Chelsea, Leicester. Not as important as Villa Burnley in my eyes.
There's a reason the Villa Burnley game's been put on Sky instead of the Chelsea Leicester one that was originally there.
Yeah.
Everton could get themselves out of it tomorrow with a win against Palace.
They could.
I think
that finishes as a draw, and
does that still save them?
No, it still leaves them in it, but it's
goal difference, isn't it?
It's dependent on Burnley's result and then how Leeds do at the weekend as well. So yeah, there's so many permutations that can happen.
I'd love to know the number of possible ways that the season could finish in. Just looking down to the title race and the relegation,
like that bit in the Avengers where Doctor Strange looks
Avengers,
at all
the. I couldn't tell you.
Oh mate, there's
Sorry
a bit
to
where
disappoint.
No spoilers, but there's a bit where Doctor Strange looks into the future and he's like, "I was looking at all the possible outcomes of this scenario, and they're like, how many do we win?" And he's like, "One out of 16 billion. I'm getting those vibes at the minute. It's like, how many outcomes is there for Leeds to survive relegation? One. No, I'm really looking forward to it, to be honest. I'll report back tomorrow.
What an end to the season, though, seriously. Surely this has got to go down in history as one of the greatest last days of the season, no matter what happens.
One of, because there's normally it's either a title race or relegation or top four or something. Something's already been sewn up normally by this point. But
it's never all three of them.
Yeah, and fair enough, two teams have already been relegated and some teams already have top four guaranteed, etc. But that's always going to be the case. This is just ridiculously, like, it's still ridiculously even in a lot of places. So, yeah, it's going to be really interesting. I know we talked about the title to death over the last few weeks.
Can you really?
I can't. I don't want to upset any Liverpool fans, but I don't see Man City dropping points at the weekend. I just don't see it.
To be honest with you, I'd be gobsmacked if we get something from them, because they just always batter us. I think the last like eight games against them is like an aggregate score of 49-3 or something stupid like that.
Well, that bodes well for Liverpool fans, doesn't it? Yeah.
It's always got to come to an end at some point. I'll just say, put that on the table.
It has, but you know, I foresee a Jack Grealish winner to win the title.
Christ, there's nothing that would make that day worse. Honestly, we were talking about this in the group chat the other day, weren't we? Imagine like someone just runs on and like as a second keeper saves his shot as it goes past Demi Martinez just at the back post. He dives and saves it. The fan and it can't be counted as a goal. Oh man. So many things that I'd love like that to happen. Just be hilarious.
So many permutations of things that can happen. There might be a floodlight failure.
And now we're going into the nitty-gritty of those permutations.
Yeah. Now we're going to talk about each one of the 16 billion things that might happen. an asteroid might hit Villa Park.
It's the Etihad, actually, but...
Oh, is it the Etihad? Personally, I hope an asteroid hits Villa Park anyway.
You probably won't be saying that tomorrow, will you?
Yeah. No, I'm only messing. I am actually going to be there at Villa Burnley tomorrow. Should I tell the story? Yeah, I'll tell the story.
Why not?
There was a game in December that I was supposed to be going to. I think Cov had Blackpool at home, which got ruled out, called off because of COVID. So I thought, I want to go to a football match this weekend. And Cobb aren't playing. So I'm trying to do the 92. So I thought, I'm going to have to go to Villa Park at some point. I looked on there, 25 quid for this ticket. I was like, yeah, you know what? That's cheaper than what it would have been to watch Cobb that weekend. So I'm going to go. And I was on the train while the game got called off. I was at Berkswell. I was halfway to Birmingham, for those of you who don't know. And the game was called off. And I thought, oh, what am I going to do now? Just had to go around the town centre. I bought my missus a Christmas present because it was December. And then I went back and I was all sad. But I've kept hold of the ticket and now I'm going. I was at the San Siro on Sunday. I'm at Villa Park on the Thursday. Amazing stuff.
And now the listeners are sleeping.
Yeah. I think that's probably a good point to end it on. Goes without saying, if you do a podcast tomorrow, I won't be on it because I'll be at the game. Maybe I could report live on what's going on. There's been a goal at Villa Park.
Has there?
Who's it for? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know, Jeff. Has there?
I don't know, Jeff.
I saw him walk off. Just thought he was going to the toilet.
So I saw this bloke. I just thought he was going to the bar. Okay, yeah, I think we definitely need to call it here. We've reached the point where we're just talking absolute nonsense now. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and cheery bye. Sports Social Podcast Network.